Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We continue to go through the verses from We Too, how the church can respond redemptively to the sexual abuse crisis. It's out a month and 2 days now, and I'm super grateful for that. Super humbled that it's out in the world, and a little nervous too, just hoping that I hope it's a light to leaders in the church. And so if you go to a church and you have leaders there, which I would assume that you do, I would so appreciate it if you'd recommend this book to them. We are in Amos 5 verses 9 through 15 in the HCSB, and this is what it says. He brings destruction on the strong, and it falls on the stronghold. They hate the one who convicts the guilty at the city gate and despise the one who speaks with integrity. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and exact a grain tax from him, you will never live in the house of cut stone you have built. You will never drink the wine from the lush vineyards you have planted. For I know your crimes are many and your sins innumerable. They oppress the righteous, take a bribe, and deprive the poor of justice at the gates. Therefore, the wise person will keep silent at such a time, for the days are evil. Seek good and not evil, so that you may live. And the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you as you have claimed. Hate evil and love good. Establish justice in the gate. Perhaps the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this idea of remnant is so important, and we see it throughout the Old Testament, but there's also this idea of remnants that I keep thinking about in terms of at least the American church. I can't speak for the church around the world, but it feels like there are people who are being imposters to Christianity and doing evil acts as wolves in sheep's clothing, and they don't represent you, but there is this holy remnant of people who want to see your justice reign and roll like a river. Lord, that's what my prayer is in this particular issue and other issues of racial injustice and so many other areas of injustice around the world, judicial injustice, sexual injustice. Lord, thank you that you are on the throne, that your righteousness and justice are the foundations of that throne, and that you are for those who work for righteousness' sake. And so, Lord, I do echo this prayer of Amos, this longing of him to see destruction brought upon those who are harming your body. I love your church enough to pray that those who are harming it would be found out, would be exposed, and that there would no longer be this deceiving spirit that's roaming around our churches of all is well when all is not well. Lord, help us to convict the guilty at the city gate. Help us to be people who speak with integrity. Help us to stand up to those who trample on the poor. And I think about how a lot of times in some of these recent scandals, how churches have preferred their reputation, which really means cha-ching, it really means they're preferring their money and their economic viability over the cry of a victim. And so, Lord, this should not be so. Your house should be a house of prayer. It should be a house of justice and kindness and love. Your body should represent the head, and you are the head, and the body should be working out our salvation with fear and trembling, which means that we need to act as you did on this earth through the power of the Holy Spirit, which means looking for people who are broken and downtrodden and giving them the higher places at banquet tables. Lord, I'm reminded of those very clear scriptures that you said that we should take the lowest seat at the banquet table, and then the host will elevate us in proper time. But Lord, so many times we have preferred the best seats. We have preferred celebrity and fame over the cries of the broken. So please forgive us. Forgive me, Lord, and help me to be a voice for those who are voiceless. And I pray for those listening today that today would be a day that they stand up with a holy anger an anger that is sanctified by you, and that they would become that voice for the voiceless, that they would be the voice crying in the wilderness, making a way for you to bring life and light and hope to those who have been exploited. Lord, only you can do this. I cannot finagle this on my own, but your Holy Spirit can create this kind of movement in your church. I pray today for revival. Would you revive your church? And I know that that comes at the heels of cleaning house. So Lord, we welcome that cleaning right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. Your life is worth living and you are worth loving. And rest in that today. Please, please understand that you reach people I will never reach. Your life is important and your message is important. Don't give up. Keep going.